Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Welcome to the Die As Cast. Things kicked off last week when Gideon squared up with the Snake Lady Vess in a belly-crawling slugfest. He landed a couple of solid swings, trading blows with the Naga's writhing coils, but Vess was smooth as river ice. With a hypnotic flick of her tail and a sly hiss, she caught Gideon's gaze and reeled him in. Next thing you know, he's on Team Vess, teeth bared and swinging at Maeve and Chitsk like they'd pinched his last loony.
What?
Okay.
Okay, so this guy is Canadian, and that's cool.
He's Canadian, yeah. But he has a southern ass accent.
Is this my Uncle Hickory?
No, that's great. That's good. We're going to use that. I'm going to write that down. Uncle Hickory.
I just spilled wine on myself. Fuck.
Maeve, no stranger to weird magic, scrambled to her feet, and while dodging a mesmerized Gideon, thinking fast, she muttered the words and flashed her focus and hit Vess with a polymorph spell. In a blink, the sinister Naga was gone, leaving behind a confused-looking turtle and one very lethal party. Now, with Maeve squatting down and riding that woman turtle like she was trying to hatch the darn thing out of its shell, the cleric called on Thoth Hermes and finally deciphered that obelisk, revealing a cryptic warning. Light forgets the name that enters here. Time for the big play. Maeve, still riding that reptile, delivered a surprise round chomp. The turtle reverted into the massive red-striped Naga, collapsed right there on the spot. When finding that the necessary shard wasn't on the body, the team rolled out the Speak with Dead spell. The dead Naga, Vess, spilled the beans. John Swallow ain't aiming for the Shadow Realm. He's trying to take over the Midgard world, the mortal plane. She also revealed that her treasure, her precious cask, was hidden underwater. And by cracky, the payoff was huge. They hauled up that heavy stone cask and Maeve channeling.
That's my cousin,
her inner rage.
Cracky, don't you know him?
Channeling her inner rage, cracked it open. Inside, they found a sack of gems, bunch of gold, and a set of magical pan pipes carved with mice and rats. But the real spectacle came early.
What's happening?
Why
right
did
now?
You pause?
Oh, you know, Hickory's been getting up there in age.
It's too hard.
Get your moonshine, Hickory.
It's in the bathtub.
One overlooked spectacle came when Alex the ranger was fixing to fire off some of her shots. And she started hollering, arms flapping, as a murder of those gangster owls began to haul her off. Bless their feathery hearts. Them birds were struggling mighty hard, wings beating like laundry on a windy clothesline. But Alex, well,
that's so good.
She's built solid. She's husky.
Built Ford tough.
Is what he meant to say.
And wow. Though they pulled her into the air, they was squawking and a swearing in their own language. And as she got dragged up through the treetops, they started to go slow as molasses on a chilly morning.
Ooh.
Let's pick it up there as we watch as Alex is borne laggardly and awkwardly through the air.
I mean,
let's meet
Hickory.
Hickory wasn't there.
He's losing his mind. Alex, I think, is in the best shape of our four group.
Yeah, 100%. Canonically, I keep it tight.
It's true. It is canon. It's totally true.
Listen. I'm going to cut this out of the episode. I'm going to 100% say what I'm about to say. Cut this out of the episode.
No, you're not.
I am 100%. You'll see why in a second. The name of that snake creature, when said in that dialect, gets really close to a really bad word.
Real dicey. I thought it. I was like, I don't know if I want to say this.
Is that how I sounded? Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, I'll cut
it
that
didn't
out.
Get anyway. Close, but it was dicey. It was dicey for sure.
All right,
we'll
sorry.
Just overdub
going. I'm
it.
I'm done.
Snake right. creature.
Naga.
Let's meet our cast of characters, starting with the Alcide Air Transport. Ilex, tell us. Emma, tell us about Ilex.
Well, hi, Kevin. Thank you for asking. This is me, Emma. I'm here to tell you about Ilex, who yes. currently is, how do you say, pissed off?
I think that's how you say it, yeah.
And what's yeah. that's like, about right.
Did that come across really clearly? Well.
Yeah.
She's
how you say
fucking pissed and is about to kill some owl creatures. I think that's going to sum it up for Ilex at this point.
All right.
Yeah. Strix gangsters don't got nothing on Ilex, who does, of course, keep it tight. Thank you for checking in.
Okay.
I cede my time, Senator. Thank you.
Too Diego. Soon. The government is still shut down.
Tell us a
Actually,
little bit
no,
about
not
Chisk.
By the time this podcast comes out.
We don't know. You we got, never know.
We got maybe a month Stranger and a half until this episode's happened. Out.
Chisk.
Hello. Yes. Did someone say my name?
Yes, I did. We're giving you a chance to do an introduction. If you wish to. You don't have to.
I wish.
It's been an option?
I wished to be a real boy eventually.
We rapped one time. We didn't realize it was an option. Sorry. Okay, just carrying on. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
You made us rap.
It's all right. It's an open forum. But I do have the talking stick for the moment. I wish.
Fucker, I am the talking stick.
Let him speak.
I'm done talking.
Are you saying I get passed around, Gideon? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Jesus.
Chisk, who's been kissed approximately one time in his life.
But once.
Anyway, that is once. My, that's
now
about.
That is a wrap right all there. We know. Chisk has been kissed, but once.
That is me. Hello. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone.
Maddie, how is Maeve taking all of these adventures?
Did you even get an intro out? Or
that
did
was like nothing. I feel so bad for him.
No, you heard everything you needed to know. Anyway, that's me. Bye.
Did we talk because the rest of us were doing beats?
Here, Maeve, hold me, and then you speak.
I hold Chisk.
That's nice.
Gently, but once.
No!
No, I've held Chisk right. many times. Okay. I have ridden Chisk.
You sound more and more romantic or
like
sexual.
Like a boat.
There we go.
I've ridden Chisk, so I hope my ridden catch Chisk him like an egg.
Like a boat.
Unfortunately true, but yes. Anyway, continue.
Hi, I am Maeve. I am a Dampier. If you don't know this by now, you need to go back and listen to other episodes because a lot happens. A lot goes down. I would highly recommend. That's all. Send it or I see my time.
I am a Dampier. Listen to the podcast. Bye.
All right. And Hickory's nephew, Gideon.
I take the option to not do an intro.
Hold me.
He actually took it. Wow.
I feel like
so
Hickory
bold.
Gave
so
me a pretty
brave.
Good profile and, you know, family's reflective of who you are as part of your upbringing. And man, Hickory and, oh no, Cracky? Was that the cousin?
Cracky was the other cousin, unfortunately.
Cousin Cracky.
That's right. Cousin Cracky. Cuz Crack.
Is it Cracky or Crikey?
I think there was a misstep at the hospital, but his certificate does say Cracky. Yeah.
Which still said it with an, and I couldn't tell which one you said again.
It's tricky, yeah. I think the dialect is what caused the issue with the nurse.
I get it.
Anyway, I'm so glad that me, Emma Breaker, did an intro, and then you three as characters.
We just did nothing.
And then Kevin was this yeah. other guy
oh,
for
fuck.
No... Okay, we're so set for success today. This is going to be...
Solid. Starting off hot. Hey, guys.
It's the first time, we've been all together. We've been at full power for a while.
Hey, everybody. This is Diego Strittle from the Diascast podcast. Let me tell you, we typically have been recording in the mornings, and this is one time we've been recording at night. So things are about to get a little silly tonight.
A little loopy doopy, if you will.
Dias cats after dark. No parents allowed.
Okay. Woo. Okay, so what's happening? There's owls?
And yeah, sorry, that's our podcast. Thanks, everybody, for coming in.
Holy shit. It's been
cheers.
All right. So we will start off with Ilex in the air. These Strix were under, well... strict orders to bring Ilex to swallow. So they have tried their best, but looking at their stats, they have a strength of 3. And given the fact that Hylix is, well, an ungulate, I think that she will be very hard for them to carry.
Yeah, that's Latin for keeps it tight.
She is keeping it tight. There's 5 of these all trying to grab you at various places. You're about 20 feet in the air. You're sort of banging into the tops of trees. These things are cursing away in their gangster language as they try to carry you off. What would you like to do about that, if anything?
How are they grabbing me? With their little owl talons in my shoulders and my flanks? Like, where am I being held?
Yeah.
They're so
it's mostly
fluffy.
Obviously mostly in your clothes and stuff. Maybe one of them has one of your arms and, yeah.
Do I recognize these motherfuckers?
Do you recognize them?
Mm. Oh, yeah. My God.
Like, personally or as a species?
Like, personally.
Oh, okay. No, you wouldn't recognize them personally.
They're not,
but
like,
you
agents.
You would know them as sort of underhanded fae creatures that tend to be quite cowardly individually. They work in groups. They tend to serve more powerful creatures.
Now, are they speaking in common, a language I understand, or how are they speaking to another?
They are. They're speaking in a highly accented common.
Hmm. What are they saying?
That's a nice way to put it compared to last week.
What did they say last week?
Gangster common.
He said that this week too, sort of.
Please, Senator, reclaim your time.
Yeah, they're kind of talking as a whole. Hey, you're barely trying. I am trying here. I'm trying. This creature is heavier than we expected.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's me down here. Your what is it? Quarry. Listen.
You are a kidnapped victim because we are Strike Force of Strix. We are the Strix Strike Force.
Oh, no.
We are the
Very good alliteration.
Strike Force.
Even better. Wow. It's a pleasure to meet you. And as your quarry, may I ask where you're taking me?
We're taking you to see Mr. Swallow.
Well, I do have a small issue with that, in that I absolutely am not going with you, and I will cut your feet off if you do not let me go. So it's kind of I guess it's a you decision as to what happens now.
Oh, did you hear that? She said she's going to cut her feet off. She's bluffing.
No, you see, you've made the terrible mistake of leaving my arms free, and I do have a couple of hatchets here, which I promise you I can get you from here. So, again, ball is entirely in your court. You go ahead and decide.
All right, roll me an intimidation. Actually, you know what? Roll me 5 intimidations, because you got 5 of them.
5?
Jesus.
I guess they have to. Strength of 3? Fuck me, dude.
I really love how they're just cab drivers in the Bronx.
Yeah. Like,
oh, very good. Okay.
That's how they get you.
I've got a 12, a 15, a 16, a 19, and a 14.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay. Good. Did you say a 12?
Oh, and I didn't add any of my +4 to all of those. So a 16 is the lowest.
So she passes everything. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Drop her. Fuck it. Anyway, back to my shit.
Don't drop her.
Anyway, my turn.
I'm hanging there like a flour sack, making it very difficult for them to lift me, you know, like a heavy
sort of
thing. You're
leaning down as best you can to be very, very heavy.
And just quietly speaking to them.
Right. So what will happen is 3 of them, the first one being Louis the Hammer, the other one being Rico, and the third one being Angel Navarro.
Just Rico.
Oh, my God.
Louis the Hammer.
Thank God you intimidated them, or we wouldn't have learned their names.
Love it. Love it.
And Angel Navarro.
Full names, too.
Yeah.
Well, not Rico.
Except legal names.
Legal names.
On the IDs and everything.
last name.
Rico.
Just name one out. Word, the Hammer. The Hammer.
Yeah. They start to panic, and they go, I didn't sign up to get my feet cut off. If I want my feet cut off, I can stay, in the Ebon Tide, in the Shadow Realm. Swallow's not paying us enough for this. And the leader, whose name, obviously, is Vito, goes, hey, you're not going to leave us here. Like, me and Rossetti can't carry this,
Rossetti?
This broad. Yeah, Rossetti. You can tell by his nose.
What?
Pardon?
I'm not there.
So...
They all look the same.
So two of them let go. And, let me just do some strength checks. With a three, that's not good.
Is that... Because that's a minus three to strength?
Minus four.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Actually, why don't I get all four of you to roll...
Okay.
Dibs, Rico. Strength dibs, checks. Rico. Dibs, Rico.
And dibs on Rico.
I want the hammer.
I want good. I want an angel.
We need a 12
like
or better.
Angel's very handsome.
12 or better. To hang on.
They're at a minus four.
They're at a minus four.
Rico still got a 14.
Oh,
even at a minus four.
Yeah, Rico rolled an 18.
I rolled a 19 for,
strong
for the
boys.
Hammer.
Jesus. Strike force.
So that's a 15 for the hammer.
Right. So those two are hanging on. What about the other two? Angel. I'll do one. I'll do Vito.
What's going on with you over there, Angel? Talk about what you're feeling.
Oh, Angel got a minus one.
No, you what?
So, no, wait, what? I'm rolling for Angel.
You're not Angel.
Okay, sorry.
Aww,
Vito.
Angel's
Vito.
My boy.
No, you're right. I'm Vito.
Sorry, fuck off was a little harsh. Back up. Angel.
Okay, I barely listen to you most of the time.
Jesus.
I know. It's not a secret. Angel got a minus two.
Minus two.
Yeah, I rolled it worse.
Angel's not known for his muscles. He's known for his face card.
He's the beauty of the group. Yeah. He just mobs
Alex,
on everybody.
Alex, could you roll me Rossetti?
For Rossetti, I got a nat 20.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, so Rossetti, Rico, and Hammer are sticking to the plan. But I'm afraid
but
with those two
Angel's
missing
like,
out.
I have a wife at home. I can't do this. I'm out.
Yeah, I can't be footless.
Angel
what,
doesn't
one of the
have
things she said to specifically to me, Angel, if you come home footless, you don't come home.
Oh, your wife.
You stay where you are. Yeah.
Oh, she's into feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Angel, wife has a foot thing.
Angel, I didn't know your wife was into feet. That's so cool.
Cool. Hey guys. Hey, it's Cody Cork from the Divescast podcast. I want you to know that this episode. This is the episode.
This is all you
get. We're going to be the
first. No, Angel, bro, let me talk to you a second. You,
what?
How'd you get her into the foot stuff? Because, like, honestly, I've been interested in,
Her, man.
And she
I
was just she was game
feet.
Right away. That's so
she
dope.
She was just down.
Is this
it was
the fucking time for this shit?
Hey, guys, we're trying to hold her up. We're trying to hold her up, by the way.
I got to go get my toes sucked, you guys. I'm out of here.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Vito, this is why I'm out.
No, let him go. Let him go. That's so great.
Peter says, we're not letting her go.
I ain't letting her go, boss.
Ilex has drawn her hatchets out of her hips.
Ilex is taking advantage of this situation.
All right.
And is going to just sort of reach up to, as she understands it now, it's probably Rico who's still holding on.
Holy fuck, yeah. Are those Mastercraft?
And it's going to just sort
fuck?
Of start, like, not quite take a strike, but let just press a blade against his foot there and say, have you ever heard of Lord Koa?
Who's playing Rico again?
I'm fucking Rico. Well,
now listen, Kevin. Have I, Rico, heard of Lord Koa?
Roll a history check.
Well, all you know is that she's... Your quarry has now pressed a blade to your leg.
No, I know, but Rico. Listen, Vito, she asked me a fucking question. Do I know Lord Koa? No.
Oh, no, you don't know Lord Koa.
I don't know who that fucking guy is. Vito, she's trying to give me a pedicure, hey. I don't know who that is.
Sleeps with the fishes.
With that answer, I will attempt to chop off his foot.
Sopranos!
Fuck!
Hey, it's my friend you're trying to chop his fee from, okay?
Do something, man. Leave him alone. The Elsie's fucking crazy, man.
It's only a 16 to hit.
There's
That's
no way I have 16.
Certainly good enough.
Yeah.
There's no way I have 16.
3 strength and 22 AC.
Oh, it's kind of a max damage situation here, Griffin. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Rico.
My fucking toesies. I need my digits.
It's only 7 points of damage to your foot.
I'm afraid that is enough.
That's going to do it for me.
How much HP do they have? Totally meta. What's their health? What the fuck?
I don't think it would necessarily kill them. Well, let's find out.
Oh, well, let's just
to like, just to get
as we're
to
as we're inhabiting these characters and learning about them.
Yeah, let me just get footy.
Episode 7 is a good time to just start getting into the real
It's just Angel's
time.
Wife, okay?
I don't know, I think.
She's an anomaly.
I think Rossetti might be into it.
Sounds like it.
The Strix have 9 hit points.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. He's like on death's door.
Wow. I'm fucking dying, Emma. Help. Yeah. Oh, my fucking soul.
Hey, I'm dying here.
I'm like Achilles in this bitch.
Yeah. Roll me a 6-sider, Alex, please.
Mm-hmm. 6.
Ooh, it's gonna sting. You are 60 feet in the air as you fall.
I'm ready.
Down through the trees. Actually, you know what? You probably go crashing through the trees like Wile E. Coyote. You guys get that reference? Wile E. Coyote. As you
Kevin,
hit
how old do you think we are?
Get that
here,
reference?
I have no idea. You hit the ground. We'll do 3d6 of damage, falling damage.
You want me to roll it or you want to roll it?
Yeah, no, I'd like you to roll it.
My own damage. No problem. If I make a DC 20 acrobatics check, can I lessen this by 1d6? This is called bargaining.
I think you can have cinematic advantage. Absolutely. If you can get a DC 20, you can land on your agile hooves.
No.
Oh, no.
I got a 11 on that acrobatics check.
All right.
And here's 3d6.
Oh, fuck.
It's not bad. It's only 7.
7 damage. So you are managed to grab onto branches and things as you are dropped. And the Strix are arguing amongst themselves. They're a little bit concerned now, so they fly off.
What stops me from, you know, taking full damage is, I've been claiming to keep it tight, but honestly, like, a branch sort of gets caught in a little bit of, like, a muffin top sort of situation that's been happening. And this is why I failed the acrobatics check, because it's like, oh my God.
I wasn't expecting that to be there.
Oh.
Right.
My body is in a different shape. Jeez. Wow. I'm so glad I'm alone. Okay.
It feels like all we've been doing is fucking physical activity, fighting dog balls and shit or whatever. I don't know. What happened
That's
to this
true.
Fucking story?
I compared, was going to say.
Yeah, compared to court life, I would imagine you're living lean.
Nah. Yeah. Now we've been eating a lot of boar meat.
Bacon.
True. That's true.
It's the boar meat. It's very high fat content. People don't know this.
Just as the Strix are leaving, I would like to cast Hunter's Mark on one of them.
Oh.
I feel a tingle in my back right now.
All right. Now you got to pick your favorite Strix. Who did the best job?
Hey, who did it? Who did it for you?
I cast it on who was in the back? Not the Footless Joe, because he's probably going to die soon. So I'm going to cast it on Louie.
The hammer?
The hammer. Hey.
Oh, fuck, boss. I'm fucking plummeting, boss.
That's too bad. You got to leave him alone, Vito.
You guys are all so fucking strong all of a sudden.
All right.
Should have done
now,
your Pilates.
How does Hunter's Mark work? Does it work, like, without range?
It's within 90 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. So as long as I can see the creature, I can target them with Hunter's Mark. And it's you see me sort of like draw an invisible bow, because I know I can't shoot them from here, but I sort of release an arrow up into the sky, and it a line of thin green light just sort of wraps around his ankle like a lariat and stays there like a little band for a birdie in the woods.
Right. Tagging a bald eagle.
Yeah.
All right. They fly off, arguing with themselves, not considering going back. One of them's complaining about being almost dead.
I'm fucking complaining about being I feel like that's a fair thing to complain about. Hey.
Can't get no respect in this place.
What the fuck? I've died. I've known you guys for 30 years.
30 years.
I don't think we should play our characters anymore. I want to be the owl.
I want to be the owl. I want to play out Angel Navarro at home with his toe-sucking wife. That's what I want.
They're flying away now, and what's happening now, Cam?
Griffin, now that your character is dead, you can play the toe-sucking wife.
Oh. Her name's Angelica. She's beautiful.
I love you, Angel.
So gorgeous.
Bring me your fucking feet. Yeah,
just loud.
Bring your fucking feet.
Bring me your fucking feet.
Crazy.
I actually have to leave. I have to leave the podcast.
It's okay.
Forever.
We're done now. We've recorded everything we ever need to record, so it's good. Yeah.
There's not going to be anything more good than this.
All
this
right.
Speak good.
Alex, you make your way slowly back to where the group was, where you were snatched up.
Yeah.
And
I get to a survival check and go.
I would think that given the conversation, it's probably only about 30 feet away. but you have, they make quick work of the Naga. You hear them talking. You see Gideon head into the woods and come out with the Naga's head. And the group is now standing there arguing about how the best way to go after you is.
Guys, I'm really worried about Ilex. We should... Hey!
Is that her?
There's no way to know which way she went.
Oh! I saw them. Wait.
Guys, hello? Hello?
We?
Yes?
I'm right here. It's me. Hello? It's me.
Hey, stop. Stop right there. What's the password?
Oh, the code?
Do we have a password?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Oh, I remember. It's gubernatorial.
Oh, she knows. It's Ilex.
Amazing.
That's me impressed with Emma.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Wait. Yeah. So sure. I got snatched. I got fucking body snatched.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's crazy.
By those owls.
They don't look strong at all.
They really
look like they were made of, like, fluff and nothing
else.
They
look kinky also.
Yeah, they look like one of their wives love their feet. That one looks like its wives love its feet.
Yeah, they were really nice toes. But okay.
I don't want to be Gideon anymore. I want to be Rico.
I just want to be the owl.
Gideon kills himself with his sword. I want to be Rico now.
Rico's so much cooler, you guys.
1 foot Rico. Peg leg Rico.
Peg leg?
Peg leg Rico.
Oh.
We got another shard.
You did. Great work. How was the Naga? So, was it terrible?
I had to turn her into a turtle, and then I wasn't allowed to keep the turtle because it was a person.
It also pretended to be Gideon's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fucked.
It was.
Alex, you would have been so mad.
That's
so mean.
And
I kind of brought it into the forest and kind of shooed it away. Sent it on its way. Get out of here.
It was dead, though.
It was dead.
Yeah,
we
for sure.
Killed her ass. We iced
All
her.
All I'm saying... is that I brought her into the forest and she's not going to come back in any sense.
Right, that's good because Naga do return after 72 hours, so...
Do they?
Yes, we know this.
Everybody knows that.
They got us on that one, yeah.
I didn't know that.
May have helped.
How long did you watch us fuck around with the turtle? It seems like you weren't gone very long, so...
No,
really
I didn't. I mean, I got dragged up way above the tree line. I don't know. They were saying John Swallow sent those motherfuckers to come and get me specifically, which is so stupid.
Were they like his henchmen? Were you going to see him?
I guess so. Should I have gone with it? But why would he send tiny fluffball idiot Strixes to come and get the biggest person in your party?
Well, I'm glad that you didn't go alone. That would have been so scary, but I feel like that would have certainly expedited this whole track we are on. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did manage to mark one of them, so I can keep better track of where they are.
Sorry, we can walk and talk. Let's go.
Okay.
Walk and talk.
Yep.
Walk and talk.
They're going this way, for sure.
Because, while you were gone having a little flat, we did kind of talk about maybe that... I guess to answer the question of why you were selected, is an X involved? Sorry,
well,
that's a new character.
I asked about that because I thought, and this is my main character syndrome coming in, because I really thought I was being targeted. But they didn't even...
We are all main characters, let's be real.
I will say it sounds like we were being watched for a little bit. And if anyone was watching, I think prioritizing you as the highest threat option is a fair assessment of our group currently.
Well, that's you're a diplomat.
We know, don't miss.
But I asked them if they knew who. Oh, thanks, Maeve. I suck in a little bit.
The muffin top gets a little smaller.
Oh, my God.
I adjust my belt. I asked them if they knew Lord Koa. I was trying to sort of play that card, and they didn't know who that was.
So it wasn't a political maneuver.
Huh.
Or at least they didn't know what they were being deployed for.
Mm. Interesting.
I say we follow them. Like, they're gonna report back, right?
Wait, so we killed the Naga, Alex, and we asked a question. So we know that Swallow is in this plane of existence at the moment.
Great news.
Yes.
Okay.
And the plan is to take over our place here.
He's not just going for the Shadow Realm. He's going for everything.
Yeah.
Right.
And in case you were wondering, the Naga's favorite meal was humanoids.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. They do eat. Yeah.
Yeah, it checks out.
Now, I just want to confirm, you guys are all, actually not Maeve, but Chisk, Gideon, and certainly Ilex are all fairly badly hurt, correct?
Nope.
No, I'm not.
No?
I have been healing.
I'm pretty hurt, but like I'm not too rough.
I still got 2/3 in me.
I'm almost full health.
What the fuck?
I was full health at the top of this episode unless I messed something up.
Well, you did fall out of the sky.
We woke up, we talked to the nymphs, and then we came across the bog.
Yeah, so
we haven't really had a fight before, like recently up until the Naga, so I think that makes sense.
Hmm. Okay. So what do you guys have as your current hit points?
I don't know.
What's up, Kevin? What do you want to know?
What the hell do you want,
I don't feel
man?
Comfortable telling you a single number.
Hey, bring me back.
How about you? I have so quite a few hit this. Points. How was
All
that?
All right. Yeah.
I have...
It's not your credit card number.
You can send me a secure form if you want, and I can sort of...
We need to fill out the form.
I have about 3 hit points left, and I don't have a foot, and I'm flying back to John Swallow, because I'm fucking Rico, dude.
I've got 2 hit points, dude.
Two, and I'm bleeding out.
And I need both of them.
I'm fucking plummeting, Vito.
Kevin, do you really want to know my number? Is that going to...
No, I'm just sort of getting a rough sense of where you guys are. If you don't
I'm
feel
good. I'm the team tank somehow that happened. Yep. So I'm good.
The 16-year-old girl is our team tank.
All right. It's all good.
I have just above 50%. Oh, over 50%.
I'll tell you, my max HP is 69, which is amazing. It's so sick. What are the chances?
I got 50 out of 78.
Damn, me and Gideon aren't far off.
Well,
okay,
for me,
secondary tank.
I had to take that tough feat. I don't know how you got it, but I had to put work into it.
I got it by dumping Khan. That's what I did. Okay,
I see.
Let's just.
You are a vampire, so that checks out.
Are you satisfied statistics?
I have another question before we. Okay. But sorry, stop, Maeve. Where did you go?
I feel like that is a longer conversation. I woke up inside of the stone. And I busted my way out, kind of awesome. You would have been like, thought that was so cool. You would have been
good
like,
for you.
She's so cool. And then I polymorphed that Naga, and you would have been like, that was so cool. She did a really good job. And then we did kill her, and you probably would have not thought that was
no.
So
you got to kill a Naga. Cool. They eat humanoids.
Yeah, she did say that's her favorite. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was
anyway,
a cute
I kind of wish you were there to
point.
See it. It would have been like really awesome to see.
It sounds so cool. Sounds like you did a great job.
Really?
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. I wish I could have helped, although it sounds like you had it fully handled.
Cool. That's cool. Maeve goes and walks 5 steps away and stands there.
I'm going to lean over to Alex and whisper and just be like, there was some home territory stuff in there. We didn't really press it too much. It felt a bit tender.
Oh, okay. So campfire, we'll talk about it.
Feels like a campfire chat, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, see that drip right there? That is definitely Strix blood as I cut that guy's foot off. So this seems like it's our pathway. We can head this way.
Oh, what was that guy like?
Oh, he was funny. You know, it was cool. Interesting banter. It seemed like he had a well-developed personality.
Do you think that he had, a last name on his, government-issued ID? Or do you think maybe he just went by one singular name?
You know, I think he probably had several nicknames amongst his friends.
It's cool.
I wish we could have hung out with those guys a little longer, I guess.
Well, maybe you will go and find them, and we will.
Do you want to be holding a shard, Alex? Do you care to?
No.
All right. What? Just thinking about how we spread these out, because I guess you got scooped and swiped. If we're in danger of Maeve walking off again, if me and Chiz get kidnapped in the nighttime, it feels like the shards need to be together to be useful. So I guess I'm just thinking about item distribution. Feels like one for one so far is fine. But just something to think about, everybody.
Has anybody seemed to go after them since we've collected them? No.
No.
No, but we had to kind of dive into the bog and find a safe and break open this. Like, she didn't have the shard on her person. Right. So they're obviously important enough to squirrel away.
Well, but also the nymphs just kind of give it to us willy-nilly.
Well, the nymphs, I don't think, like Jon Swallow, at least from that. That's true. That's the vibe. So, yeah. Anyway, something to think about. I wish that fish band was still here.
Oh, yeah, that fish band. Damn. Do you think that was an illusion?
We found these pipes. They look like the ones we gave, what's his name?
They have rats on them, right?
We didn't give them to Hakon. Hakon took them.
He took them because he's
Alex
scummy.
Doesn't really have any of this context.
Oh, yeah, you weren't
Hakon
here
was
for
a motherfucker.
You never saw them.
No, this was foundational to you guys, you know, finding the pipes. I remember you talking about it.
The pipes of Pyramus. Yeah, they were like rat pipes. They were very...
The
kiss partners.
Yep. Are these them?
It was a big thing for us. Well, unclear.
Just do we know what to do?
I'm just joking.
Sorry, I was doing pipe sounds and I missed why that happened.
And I said I turned into a zombie.
Oh, I see.
We did
Who has them?
Gideon.
Me,
Gideon?
Technically.
Oh, right, because I wasn't allowed to have them because I'm not trustworthy or I'm pipes.
You got a shard, but the items with stuff in it, you got a bad track record, okay?
Right. Well, what you could do is you could audition, see who gets to have the pipes. You could do like a performance check on the pipes.
Out of game. I have 11 years of flute playing experience.
What the fuck?
So it would be me.
So you're tired.
You're
tired of carrying the burden
flute in my orchestra. I would win.
You're ready for more flute?
Change your Discord name to Principal Fucking Flute.
Principal. Thank you. I was actually just talking about how I need to change my Discord name in this chat. So it's Principal Fucking Flute.
I will spend some time as we're walking kind of examining the pipes. If they're not precisely the ones that we had, just seeing what similarities, what are the differences.
They are not the ones.
That's what I mean. Not. So just to get a better sense of them.
Right.
Let's follow your drippy footless friend.
Friend is a strong word, but yes, let's go.
Well, he sounds awesome from your description, so.
He's more like an Uber acquaintance. Uber driver.
If I was that guy, I would be offended.
Right.
Good thing you're not.
Good thing.
Hilarious. All right, so you begin to follow the Strix.
Towards Jon Swallow.
As they wing their way back, supposedly, to Jon Swallow. Let me get your passive perceptions then, please.
Mine's 14.
Same for Gideon.
Who are you?
You're damn right. My name's Rico.
Maybe.
Mine's...
Do I have to?
What?
I don't know. Is this like another hit point question that seems to be intruding on your personal space?
It's 10.
Damn.
No perception.
He laughed right at you.
She's not very observant, okay? She's 16 years old.
Yeah, it's very much she's in her head right now.
Mine's 20.
And what about you?
Oh!
I've been shot.
What passive is 20?
Yeah.
Your flat passive perception, Maeve, is her bonus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just out here spinning like a ballerina. I'm trying my best.
Very few things. Shooting a bow and noticing shit.
And keeping it tight.
And keeping it tight. Well, not so good. It's fine.
No, all right. No.
I suck in.
Ilex.
Well, this is a heartbreaking storyline.
You hear in the distance the sounds of many horses.
Oh, shit.
Wait, stop. Gallop.
Sorry, many horses or many horses?
Yes.
Don't laugh. Answer the question. Size,
no. Many full-sized horses.
Gotcha. Okay.
All understood. The pretty thank horses. You. All wait. The mini horses.
Guys, you hear that?
Hear what?
No.
Shush.
Hey, guys. You asked me a question.
Hoofbeats.
Okay, gosh, and we are in the forest, so...
No, like, it sounds like horses. Not like... No, that's not normal.
What about Micho?
Should we hide?
Jared.
Yeah. Which direction focus. Is it coming from?
It is coming from southwest.
The direction we're headed?
No, it is perpendicular.
Perpendicular.
How fast are they approaching?
They seem to be approaching at full gallop.
Oh, shit.
It's getting closer.
Should we hide?
Yes.
What do we do, Alex, if you're
hide,
so
scared? Hide.
Okay.
I literally just stand still.
Nice.
I climb up the tree.
Just, you have to move into the forest, lad. There's no trees in the middle of the road.
I am the forest.
I am. Make up one.
I hide behind Shisk.
I'm going to climb a tree.
Yeah. All right.
I do cast guidance on myself to hide.
All right, yeah, you blend in like with the forest, absolutely. you see, in a few minutes, a cloaked, hooded, flowing figure riding this strange, large creature. The creature has ostensibly a horse's head. It has human arms. It has, as a matter of fact, it has 12 sets of human arms extending from down its long body.
Jesus.
As 12 pairs of horse hoof-type legs go running. And you realize that it's this single creature that's creating that sound of an approaching herd.
Okay, so this thing has a horse head, a human body with 12 sets of legs and 12 sets of hooves.
12 sets of arms.
Yes.
Or sorry, arms, not legs. Good lord.
What the fuck? Have I ever seen anything like that?
You have not seen anything like that.
Have I seen anything
I know what
like
this
that?
Is? Or have like I? In, yeah, yeah, like any of us? Because I, Madeline, have never seen this beast.
Yeah, never.
No, me,
this
Emma,
is some
never.
Cobalt Press bullshit, dude.
All right, I'm just going to stick this in the general tab of Discord so you guys get an image of it.
Are you guys ready for this, listeners? Are you ready for real-time reaction?
Hey, Dias Cast listeners. If you if someone joins and tags me and says, I joined for the arm horse, I'll post this picture.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Also, let's be clear. That is not a horse's face, Kevin.
Where'd you even ride that thing?
That's like an anguished horse lion.
Yeah, like a lion mixed with like a polar bear or something.
Yeah.
And what about those says human hands to you, Kevin? You okay, Kevin?
So think like lich hands and devil hooves and a creepy little scaled tail and the head of a polar bear that is in desperate pain.
And really nowhere for a saddle, so this rider is going bareback.
And he's loving it.
I mean, he has places to hold on to, that's for sure.
So is it meant to be a distraction, or is it meant to sound like an army, or what is the point of this creature?
To grab on, to hold on
do
to.
Do we know, can any of us pinpoint, like... What does the guy who's riding the thing look like?
Yeah, who's the guy?
Who's the fucking guy?
Who's the Dementor?
Who do you know here right
Dementor,
now?
Dementor!
Dementor's not that far off because it's a cloaked figure. You can't see his or her or its face. The robes that it's wearing are floating sort of diaphanously almost behind it. And you can see that it is barely perched on this thing. It doesn't seem to be heavily sitting there at all.
I cast a very urgent look to Ilex.
I try and mime to Maeve where I know she's up in the tree, like skull face, face, and then like question mark. Dead.
I'm going to say from behind the tree of Chisk. I'm going to say.
You're just behind me?
I'm just hiding behind Chisk. And I say, may I cut it? And I'm going to send the Crowjack Cutlass to trip up the horse.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
May like, I'm just gonna, cut I'm just gonna in shove makes it. An appearance.
I'm going to shove it in between like the fourth and fifth set of legs.
Yeah, like a stick in the spokes. Nice.
That's right.
All right. Like, just do sort of a regular roll to hit.
All right. Oh, fuck.
That's a dirty 20.
All right. So, go ahead and roll damage.
I don't want to damage. I'm just trying to trip it up.
Oh, all right. Well, you would definitely triple up that set of legs. How would that work, though? Let's do a dex challenge. He will get advantage, though, because he does have 12 legs, or it will get advantage because it does have 12 legs. So you roll your dex, and it will roll its dex.
Would I roll like a sleight of hand?
Yes, you can roll. Let's do just straight dex.
That's a natural 20.
Fuck yeah. May you cut in. Mary,
that's so cool. That's so fucking cool.
All right. Well, if you got a natural 20, then that would give you like a 24 or something, right?
25.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yes, this thing goes sprawling for the sword that suddenly appears in the road.
So I'm gonna have the cutlass trip it up and then just keep going into the other side of the forest line.
So in other words, you want it to sort of look like it's just passed all the way through.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's also do just a quick stealth.
I'm going to guidance myself, but I do get disadvantage.
Jesus, that's another natural 20.
Whoa! Nice. Incredible. Griffin.
What the fuck?
That's good. At disadvantage, I still roll two 15s.
Nice.
But I do have a negative one, so that's a total of 16 with guidance.
I got a 14.
I got a 27.
Well, flex on us, why don't you?
Oh my God.
No, let's hear what Griffin's total was.
With a nat 20, it's 33.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Flex on us.
I'm good at hiding, and that's kind of my thing.
How am I at a 16 and you're hiding behind me with a 33?
Because you're sort of twisting around there, Chisk, to look at him. We can see you.
Yeah, that's
He's
right.
Like, hey, are you good?
you can't help yourself. You just have to check on him. Are you okay? Are you hiding okay? I think you're kind of sticking out.
I cut anything? That was so cool.
Also, call me Nico from now on.
That seems weird. We don't know Rico.
Who said that?
I said Nico. Who's Rico? He sounds awesome.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I thought I couldn't hear with.
Just shush.
Okay.
All right. So the two of you look up from your whispered conversation, and the horse thing has sprawled on the ground, and the robe creature is floating midair, but its head turns towards you.
Kevin.
And I'm going to get you guys to roll me initiative.
You just brought back a bit that has been dead for episodes.
Horse thing!
Do you remember Horse Thing?
Whoa.
No, we do not.
Yeah, what? It's when Gideon was a crow for a minute.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Or when I polymorphed him?
Yes.
That is such a fucking pull. When I was going into the fucking the face circle camp.
Wow.
Whoa.
Crazy.
I do not remember that.
Me and Maddie have to pull some great lore at some point in the episode because you two already have it locked.
Anyway, initiative.
Ooh,
nice. 17 for Maeve.
All right. Ilex?
15 for Chisk.
15
for Chisk. I rolled a nat 20, so it's a 25 for Ilex.
Oh, my Lord.
There's a lot of nat 20s happening in this app, guys.
At 21.
So
what do I see in this creature?
You see this robe is this sort of swirling dark robe. You do not see any creature in the robe itself. It looks literally like a floating cowl, the strands of it, of the fabric sort of floating everywhere, and you get a sense of cold, necrotic energy rolling off this thing.
It's like a Nazgul from Lord of the Rings.
Nazgul.
Nazgul is pretty close.
And I don't recognize it either, and it doesn't have like a skull face or a bone face or any of the things that we've been told might have a shard.
No.
Okay, I am excellently hidden, and I'm going to draw my bow and attempt to hit this thing right through the hood. So I'm going to roll with advantage for being hidden. I'm assuming, yes, I can do that, Kevin, yes?
You can. As you square up on it, I need a wisdom saving throw for you.
Oh, no.
Pardon?
What happens? What do I feel?
It depends on what you roll.
I rolled a 17.
You feel a shuddering fear that rolls through your body. You feel like you're looking into the gates of hell. But you are able to function.
I steel myself against that. I like look up at Maeve and I say, sort of give her an eyebrow, and I roll to hit. Oh, that one and a 24. No. So 24 to hit.
Okay, 24 is a hit.
21 points of damage.
Alex, don't miss.
Does that arrow sort of affect it in any way? Does it land into it like it's got flesh in there, or does it go through like it's a ghost?
It passes completely through. You do see a little bit of the cloth tear, though.
Okay, I roll again and draw another arrow and go for it. 24 again. Same roll.
Let's go.
Only 12 points of damage this time.
Lucky for us, it only had 9 like this. What were they called? Strix?
Yeah, the Strix Strike Force.
Twix.
All right, Gideon.
Okay, is my horsey friend still prone?
The horse is prone, but is struggling to rise.
Yeah, let's deal with that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come out of my hiding spot, which is behind Chisk, and I'm going to have the Crowjack, Charles, and Cutlass kind of mirror me. So I'm going to run across the road and swipe at the horse and run back into the other side of the forest. And I'm going to have the Crowjack, Charles, and Cutlass do the same. So we like switch sides and like swipe as we go through.
Okay, right.
27 a hit?
Yes.
27 damage on the gangly horse thing.
Thank you.
Horse thing.
Horse thing.
And hold on. That is 28 to hit. Rolling hot.
God damn.
He's doing so much math.
Yes.
8 slashing damage.
Ooh, for 8 slashing damage, yes, baby.
So much math to count to 8.
He was counting one by one, guys. Leave him alone.
In Spanish, maybe.
Takes me some time sometimes, you know? Gotta do the fingers.
All right, Maeve.
How many fingers does Gideon have on each hand?
It doesn't matter.
Just grab your paws.
Go into the forest tree line.
Hopefully, like the Winnie the Pooh type, 3 fingers.
Beep, 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 beep.
So we both come from either side, and we slash the horse thing, we ting swords, and we just go into the other side of the forest.
Yeah,
Very stylish.
I'm in a tree.
You're in a tree? Yes, okay.
How far away from me is the horse thing?
Why don't you... You can roll me a 4-sider, multiply it by 10. That's how far away.
1 times 10.
So the horse thing ended up basically at the base of the tree.
Horse thing.
And sacred flame.
Oh, all right.
From my spot in the tree. You need to dex save me, please. Horse beast. Horse thing.
This thing has excellent dex. I guess that makes sense.
I guess it's got 1,000 fucking limbs.
Didn't do that well, though. It got a 12.
Yeah, you fail. Eat shit and die.
Okay.
18 radiant damage. Boom.
And you hear this thing howl.
That's from Castanemir, bitch.
Hey.
Oh.
Ooh.
Who is hurt? I feel like we talked about this and I can't remember. Please help Madeline, the player.
Please help.
Gideon is down a quarter.
My hope is that I'm technically out of eyeline, though. So.
Oh, like from me?
Well,
oh, you don't have to be an eyeline for me. I am going to healing light you anyway.
That's crazy. I'll take it.
Okay, great. Congrats. You get 12 hit points back.
Nice.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah, she doesn't have to see you because she just asks Kostanimir and he sends it right back.
He's like, he's right here.
Boom. My God, his bro voice. Like that.
What's up, man?
What's up? What's up, man?
What's really Gucci, dude? Brother?
Gucci. The shadow thing is going to swoop in on Ilex.
Is the shadow thing the rider?
The shadow thing is the rider, yes. Okay.
Is it because I put an arrow in its head?
Yes.
Yes. Hmm. Yes, it is.
That's mean.
It reaches out two sleeves of darkness. Oh, the first sleeve only gets a 13. I don't think that's going to hit you, is it?
No.
All right. The second sleeve is a fumble. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
whoa,
boy.
Fuck you,
let's
dude.
Go.
Oh, no, Wispy Boy. How you doing?
All right, roll me an 8-sider, please.
Your
I like
sleeves
to see what
so
it does
long.
On its fumble.
Would you like me to tailor those for you?
That's right.
A 7.
Oh, it grants you an opportunity attack.
Yeah, so as it reaches for me and misses or trips or something, I reach for my hand axe and I try and cut it right into where the jaw would be.
Ooh! All right.
That's a 21 to hit.
That is a hit.
Nice. Max damage, 7 points of slashing damage.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
The stitched together horse creature rages, nearly climbing the tree. It lifts to its full 16 feet height and
Yo!
Snaps at
Excuse me?
Me? Oh, is that why you wanted to know my hit points?
No. You were going to take your hit points? Is that why you wanted to know?
Little man.
No. Oh, dear. All right. It can't get at you fully, but it is going to try to bite you.
Try it.
It gets a 24.
Shit.
So,
okay.
Those fanged jaws clamp down on your arm for 16 points of damage, and I need a constitution saving throw, please.
I actually don't have arms. Maeve doesn't have arms, canonically.
That's new.
She has no arms. So you can't clamp on my arms. Sorry, what do you need? Con?
I need you to accept you've taken 16 points of damage and a constitution saving throw.
Holy shit. No.
Oh, no.
Do you remember how you guys were getting nat 20s?
Yeah, and you got one too?
Yeah. You're the queen of nat 20s. Right?
It's you can't see it. It's a 1. No.
That's a bad dice to show on camera.
Absolutely unreadable. It's my favorite dice and it betrayed me. So.
Damn it.
All right. You got an extra 10 points of necrotic damage.
Hell yeah. So what's the total, please, mathematician?
26.
But you're resistant to necrotic damage.
I am resistant to necrotic damage. Thank you so much.
So you take 5 off of that, so it's 21.
Fine.
Silent gesture to you, Kevin. But listeners, it was rude. It was so rude.
Listeners, you wouldn't even believe what just happened right there. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She did what?
Oh,
this
my God.
This is a nighttime recording. No parents allowed.
After dark.
All right. That is the end of the first round.
No, it's not.
You didn't even see Chisk hiding there because he was so invisible.
Oh my God! It worked on the horse and it worked
on
you.
I'm sorry, Chisk. You absolutely, you rock and roll.
Oh, I will, Kevin. I will. Seeing that these creatures are undead, I will touch my holy symbol.
Oh, good.
And okay, hold on, everybody calm down.
Oh
my holy symbol.
Is that what you call it?
Say a quiet prayer to Thoth Hermes / Tahuti, because I don't want to give away my position, and just summon a, a tower of fire and radiant light coming down onto the horse thing and the Nazgul, ideally, if they're within 10 feet of each other.
And we're sued.
I'm afraid they're not within 10 feet of each other.
They're not within 10 feet of each other? How convenient for you, Kevin.
I know, right?
Okay, I'll hit the horse thing. And the horse thing needs to make me a dexterity save.
It's a 21 this time.
You've got to be fucking joking. Well, that's fine. It still takes. Give me 1 minute. I have a lot of dice to roll.
Yeah, give him a second. You almost forgot his turn, okay? Just give him 1 second.
I will give him all the time that you need, Griffin.
Thanks, man.
There's a lot of visual gags in this.
One, two, three.
So that is 9 points of fire damage.
All right.
Why are we all having to take so long to count to single digits?
We're bad at math, Emma.
No. Me too.
I'm rolling different dice. I don't have enough dice to roll them all together. 8 points of radiant damage.
Wow, what spell is this?
This is Flame Strike.
Ooh.
From Aura's Guild is a 5th level spell.
Sick.
Jeez.
It just feels like it's such low damage for a 5th level spell.
Don't try to diminish my accomplishments, Kevin.
Just felt
hey, Diego, that was great, man. That was
I was
attack.
Assuming
thanks, guys,
that you were doing more than that.
I appreciate it. I wasn't.
Okay, fair enough. We are going to hold it there.
For what?
All right.
What a cliffhanger.
We thought maybe he was the skull guy, right? Are we all on the same page about that?
Yeah, should we have just let this fucker ride past us and move on?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably bad. It looks pretty bad. Thank you very much to Kobold Press for all the Midgard material.
And for your centipede horse guy.
For the sweet jams you heard in this episode, to Morgan Ermter for the graphic design work you've done for the Dias cast, and to my boy Rico for creating my whole new personality. Talk about stuff, please, Diego.
You can catch me on an episode of Wild Cards on their newest season coming out soon, I think, maybe out already. I really don't know. Or on The Wrong Pairs on Netflix. And you can follow me on Instagram at Diego Stradle. See ya.
Maddie.
You can follow me on Instagram at Madeline Hunter Smith. I don't post regularly. I'm not on there regularly, but you can definitely have a look if you want. Again, being a playwright is a tough gig because you don't have a whole lot of stuff to plug.
You can find me not on Instagram, but probably enjoying
here's my
sunrise.
Probably experiencing my life.
Yeah, I like to go for a walk. So come find me on the Boat River Pathway, you numbskulls. Bye.
Numbskulls.
That sounds like a threat.
Kevin.
Please come find us on Facebook and the web, diascast.com. I'd like to thank Mark Rattle, the author of Shadows of the Dusk Queen, that we have adapted this adventure from. It's one of the Kobold Press publications. So if you are enjoying this, most of what you're experiencing now is in that adventure from Mr. Mark Radle or Rattle.
Stradle?
Griffin. Fuck you, Radle. You can find me on all social media platforms.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I don't know the guy. I'm sure
anyone,
he's great.
Anyone else is...
Well, if it's Mark Rattle, then I'm not talking about him. How about that?
Yeah. Fuck you, Mark Radle, specifically.
Fuck you, Radle.
Wait, it could be the same guy.
You can get us on Discord. If you want to tweet about the show or any other kind of messaging platform, put it out as hashtag the Diaz cast. Get at the platforms for me, Griffin Cork, on whatever platform. I don't fucking know. If you are in, oh my God, Canada, Australia, United States, Denmark, really anywhere in Scandinavia, I think. You can watch Eyes in the Woods on Out TV. It's a new series
Hell
that my company made based on a creepy little ARG about spooky forest rangers. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@diascast, and I will see you, and we will all see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.